Progress note, patient name, Didri Paula, date 12/2/22, place, Center Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Miss Didri is a 71-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, CVA, congestive heart failure, hypertension, prior pacemaker placement, gastric bypass procedure, type 2 diabetes, and right total hip arthroplasty, allergies, prednisone, Lyrica, spinach, and eggs. Current medications, Tylenol as needed, ascorbic acid, bisacodyl, carbidolol, clonazepam, daptomycin, Eliquis, ergocalciferol, ferrous sulfate, furosemide, gabapentin, insulin glargine, insulin lispro, lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, Norco, nystatin powder, omeprazole, Miralax, Zofran, and Zolpidem. Review of symptoms as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/72, temperature 97.8, heart rate 70, respirations 18, blood sugar 217, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted, lungs cleared auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs. Abdomen soft, non-tender, non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, gross and non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, right hip pain, status post-recent total hip arthroplasty, currently being treated for deep infection, continue current medications and routine follow-up with orthopedics. Number 2, congestive heart failure, continue current medications and continue hospice. 3, hypertension, continue current medications. 4, chronic anticoagulation, continue current medications. 5, type 2 diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. 6, history of CVA, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs, continue hospice. Thank you.